Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Lots of Laughs, work advice from me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Did you know that we have a new podcast on our network, Heart Convictions, hosted by Nina Palmer? If you don't know Nina, she was on the hit show 60 Days In, and I just want to give you guys a heads up. You should go listen and subscribe to her podcast. It's a great one. She's going to have some hard-hitting conversations about faith. It's going to be a great one. So if you love Weekly Calling, you're going to love Heart Convictions. Thank you, Hopecast, for making this podcast possible. We have a lot of shows on the network that we want you to listen to. But if you like this one, make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us on iTunes and Spotify. Let us know you like us. Let us know this is your favorite podcast that you listen to for a devotional every week. I love doing this, and I love getting a chance to talk to you every week. But without further ado, let's get to this week's devotional. Okay, this week I want us to look in 1 Samuel 14, 1 through 14. I want you to picture this. Israel's army is hiding in caves, outnumbered and outgunned. The Philistines dominate the land, and fear has frozen God's people. Okay, so they're dominating and they're frozen. Think about this. Put it in your mind. Then Jonathan, we talked about him before. Jonathan is David's buddy. They're like besties. He's King Saul's son. Turns to his young armor bearer and says, "Come, let's go to the outposts of those uncircumcised men. Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." Jonathan didn't have a full plan. See, he didn't have a guaranteed outcome. He had faith, and that faith turned into action. He and his armor bearer climbed a hill, faced the enemy, and God gave them a stunning victory that sparked courage in the whole nation. Notice this, guys. Listen closely. Perhaps the Lord will act. Jonathan knew God could move, but he didn't know if he would move. That's real faith. Stepping out without certainty, but with confidence in God's power. It takes me back to when I moved to Minnesota. We gave up all we had. We sold most of our belongings, but we knew this is where God was sending us. We knew things could be great. We knew things could be awesome. But we didn't know if it would be amazing. But it has been amazing. We love it. We love it up here. But we had to step out in faith. So let's fast forward 3,000 years. There's a homie named William Borden. He's heir to the Borden Dairy fortune. You've obviously seen the Borden Dairy. They've got the cow logo. He had everything laid out for him. Wealth, prestige, security, but God stirred his heart for missions. People told him he was throwing his life away, much like they told me when I left the Postal Service. You can't leave the post office, you're crazy. But Borden wrote in his Bible, no reserves. When he graduated Yale, he turned down lucrative job offers, and he wrote, no retreats. He set out for China, stopping first in Egypt to study Arabic. Then he contracted spinal meningitis, and he died at just 25 years old. In the back of his Bible, under no reserves and no retreats, they found two more words, no regrets. The world said his life was wasted, but like Jonathan, Borden believed that one surrendered life could make an eternal difference. His story inspired thousands to give themselves fully to Christ's mission. Here's the hard truth, guys. Most of us wait. We wait for the right moment. It's like when I talk to people and they're like, I'm going to wait to have a child until I'm debt-free. Well, here, you're never going to be debt-free. Kids are expensive. The right resources. Yep. You're never going to have the money. You're never going to have the right time. The right sign from God. Those signs don't always come. But Jonathan didn't wait. He climbed. William Borden didn't wait. He surrendered. Where is God calling you to take the hill right now? Maybe it's starting a conversation with someone about faith this week. I want you to think about that. Maybe it's stepping up in leadership. When you don't even feel qualified, I feel unqualified all the time, but God has given me an opportunity to lead. Maybe it's generosity, giving when it feels like you don't have enough. Or maybe it's surrendering your plans to His. Always remember, no reserves, no retreats, no regrets. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for men like Jonathan. Thank you for men like William Borden who have a passion, Lord. I pray this week, anyone listening right now, while they're driving, while they're working, while they're laying, that they take that and they apply it this week. They don't surrender to their personal feelings, but they go to you, Lord. They give everything they have to you. Father, I pray for this week, for each one listening, that they start a conversation with someone, or they become generous, or they surrender their plans. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all your blessings. We ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.